From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office continues to look for homicide suspect Zachary Harrison. He's wanted on charges of murder in connection to the shooting death of 58-year-old Robert Holtzclaw in Alder Point, September 23rd of last year. The Sheriff's Office would like to remind the public that harboring, concealing, or aiding a fugitive from justice is a felony. Anyone found harboring Harrison is subject to arrest. Anyone with information regarding Harrison's whereabouts or any related criminal activity should contact the Sheriff's Office or the Sheriff's Office Crime Tip Line. Well, this is Tsunami Preparedness Week on the North Coast, and during this week, Humboldt County taking the opportunity to practice emergency alert procedures in the event of a tsunami generated from a distant earthquake. On Wednesday, between 11 a.m. and noon, the National Weather Service and Humboldt County will conduct a test of tsunami warning and communication systems. During this time, the emergency alert system will be activated. North Coast residents may see or hear test notifications broadcast over the television and radio. Some residents may hear local tsunami siren sound and observe the Civil Air Patrol flying along the coast with an audible message. Registered Humboldt Alert users will receive a test notification during this time in addition to listed landlines. Well, criminal threat counts face a man in Mendocino County accused of yelling threats at a man. Deputies dispatched to the 24,000 block of Birch Street regarding criminal threats. They found a man who reported that he was walking to a community garden located near his home when he heard a male voice yell racial slurs directed at him. At first, he ignored the slurs, but then the same person yelled out, "I'm going to bury you in that garden." Fearful for his safety, the man called police. They then contacted a man at a residence on Birch Street. They spoke to that person who identified himself as Robert Wayne Spicer. He denied that he had made any racial slurs or any criminal threats, but a witness to the incident confirmed that Spicer had been yelling the racial slurs and made the criminal threats. Spicer was arrested for making criminal threats and taken to the Mendocino County Jail on $20,000 bail. The City of Eureka will be closing the Eureka Waterfront Trail from Truesdale to Del Norte on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The city is in the process of addressing a plant that's been overtaking the southern portion of Palco Marsh. The city, in partnership with Humboldt Bay Fire, will be performing a vegetation burn of about 1.5 acres in that vicinity. It'll be the first step in controlling the spread of the plant. The city will follow up with future chemical and burn treatments and then replanting with appropriate vegetation. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.